on beer coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
It's definitely like a better sweet.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm getting...
We gotta make some beer to go with all this cheese.
See how clever we are?
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston, and joining me this week is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris in Dallas, Texas.
Nice. I'm glad to have you guys with me this week.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
Awesome.
Nice. Awesome. Well, cold. Guess what, guys?
We've got a bit of deja vu going on.
This is our winter warmer land month. This is all winter beers, all month long. This is episode 81, woo! Snow Holds Barred.
Sweet.
That's right. This, for a fermentation conversation this week,
oh, wait,
we're going to try...
Wait. I forgot one thing. Pumpkin. Oh, wait.
Wrong show.
Are we not doing that this week?
No.
I think that was last week.
That sucks.
Although, this is nothing. It will get a lot more confusing.
Yes.
For our fermentation conversation this week, we're going to try a Samuel Adams Winter Lager. How about that?
Sweet.
All right.
And for our hop topics this week, there is no hop topic this week. We are replacing it with a... Brewmasters episode review, and we've changed that up a little bit. You'll hear the difference, and hopefully you'll enjoy the difference.
After the
I can't
total
see
disaster
you enjoying
last
it.
Week.
Yeah.
My bad.
I can't see you enjoying it less than you would last week. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Anyway,
last week sucked.
For our tasting flight, what are you guys trying for your tasting flights this week, Toby?
I am trying Bayhawk Brewing Company's Chocolate Porter.
How about you, Chris?
And I am also trying a Chocolate Porter. This is from Tommyknocker Brewing, and it is their Cocoa Porter.
Nice.
Oh, I wish I had a Chocolate Porter.
I know.
But I have Ithaca Brewing Company's Cold Front. It is a Belgian Abbey or Belgian Dark. I'll talk a little bit more about that during my tasting flight.
Cool.
And we're going to have a little tweet of the week, a little backwash, and then, of course, our last call. But right now, we're going to drink some beer.
Yeah. So excited. It's been so long since I've had a beer.
Yippee.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna drink some beer. Yeah, this is a fermentation conversation. Yeah. Thank you, Boston.
Nice. So for our aforementioned fermentation conversation, we're trying Samuel Adams Winter Ale. I said almost.
Lager.
It's Winter Lager. Yes.
I think Lager is the proper pronunciation.
The Lager, yes.
Yeah.
This is from the Boston Beer Company. Their website is www.samueladams.com. The ABV on this beer is 5.6%. The IBUs were not available. That does not mean they are none. Interestingly enough, Sam Adams actually calls this a Weizenbock. It's not really listed anywhere as a Weizenbock that I noticed.
What does Beer Advocate call it?
I don't have it up right now.
They call it a.
You guys can check while I read
Bock.
The rest. Do they call it a Bock?
They call it a Bock.
And interesting ingredients they have. It's brewed with cinnamon, orange zest, and ginger.
Mm.
I'm assuming that there's like noble hops in here, you know, the noble or that I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
It seems to be kind of the staple in the
Sam Adams.
Sam Adams lagers. And for malts, they use malted wheat. So they do use the wheat. So it's possible that it is a Weizenbock.
Wheat.
Rate Beer rates this a 74 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this a B, and the Allstrom Brothers a B plus. Let's crack it. So, you know, it's nice with these bottles because they seem to be perfect height for the microphones to open.
Yeah.
Not like the 22s. I am using my Sam Adams special glass.
But of course.
I went with a standard pint glass this time. Boring on.
Got about a finger and a half of that, you know, that creamy white color.
But it was frothy pouring, head. I actually got kind of an interesting color, almost like an amber.
Well, yeah.
In the glass, yeah. It looks amber. It's kind of
a reddish amber.
That copper color, yeah. It's leaning towards the amber.
The head sticks around pretty well.
Yeah.
There's very little on the nose.
Yeah. Pick up a little bit of that lemon.
I'm getting like maybe a tiny, like a hint of ginger. Because I got kind of like a spice in my nose when I inhaled it.
Yeah.
I think it's probably
some cloves ginger. Smells like.
Fairly biscuity.
And I do pick up a little bit of that lager disc.
Yeah, right in the, yeah. Let's take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Not much flavor as expected. I gotta take another sip to check it out.
It's mostly that biscuity, bready.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a...
It is very, like a biscuit.
Fair. I get a little bit of cherry in there.
Yeah.
None of the cinnamon.
No.
Yeah, no. The cherries I see, but there's no... I don't pick up any lemon on the tongue. Maybe in the very, very end, the aftertaste, there might be a
little bit of that orange zest. Not much, but lemon. A little bit of that citrus orange.
Get a little bit of citrus, and I'm the getting orange? Some of that ginger, too, when every time
orange.
I can smell, I get a little bit of that ginger.
Yeah, you take another sip, and you can pick up on the ginger.
I might even be getting, like, kind of a faint bubblegummy. There's something kind of...
Yeah, I can see that.
Strange sweetness coming off. Grainy. Get that, like, I don't know. I mean, that biscuit malt, like, it is very biscuity. Would you guys pair this with anything?
Bread pudding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
This is a tough one, because it's very much like a session ale that you could...
drinkable.
Sorry, not ale, but...
Lager. Yeah, it's very sessionable.
I was thinking of something like a hot meal, you know, like hot, some sort of hot dish, like green bean casserole, maybe with the crispy onions, like the shoestring onions.
Yeah. We're thinking even like the traditional, like the pot roast, like a, you know, Yankee style pot roast, or like a boiled dinner, something like that. A boiled dinner actually would be good.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, folks. There you have it.
Comfort food.
Yeah. It's a Samuel Adams Winter Lager.
And now back to Beer TV. Great party, George. Yeah, but now we just need to make some beer to go with all this cheese. We're swimming in beer.
It's a little cold.
Yes.
Very cold.
It is.
It's a winter warmer land out there.
That's right.
So, this week's episode of
I picture Brewmasters. More of like instead of swimming in it, like one of those old-timey bathtubs filled with it. Like walking in there and pouring the water in, and the old house with the fireplace and the wood-burning stove and the... Okay, can we just move on before I go off on a tangent?
So this week, the Brewmasters, episode 3, the Port Amarillo, right?
Port Amarillo and Punkin.
Or Punkin. Yeah. Punkin and Port Amarillo. So this week they kind of focused on a collaboration beer with New Zealand's Epic Brewing. And they were going to brew a porter with Tamarillo, which is a New Zealand tomato, essentially, that kind of grows on a tree. They basically cooked the Tamarillos to brew in the beer. A very kind of standard format, it seems that they're definitely kind of sticking to. Chris was mentioning earlier off mic that although they did mention time quite a bit, that time wasn't as much of an issue, I guess, this week. But they kind of went where there's kind of a lot of things going on in this episode. I can't say that I like this episode this week. New Zealand's kind of a place that's really close to my heart, so anything that has to do with New Zealand and that on top of New Zealand and beer, they kind of had me hooked. But they had construction going on at the brewery. They were expanding.
Yeah.
They had the collaboration. They also had the brewing of the Punkin beer, which is one of their very popular. Would they say it was number 6? Number 6, yeah, out of all. And that's pretty good.
They only
sell
it 2 months out of the year.
30-something beers. And I think one of the women on there, too, said that it's basically all, like, it's already sold.
Yeah.
You know, before it's even done. So, you know, they had a few mishaps this episode. Sam Caligioni went to New Zealand for Beervana, and which is basically like a big beer festival, but it's actually beer and wine, right? At Beervana, because they did the wine versus beer thing,
but it's a beer festival. It's not a wine festival.
Right. Yeah. So they would pair it up to basically show how superior beer was to wine when it comes to food pairing.
Of course.
Crazy Dave, send Backwash to Backwash at BeerCoasterPodcast.com. So there's a couple things that, you know, they had their kind of a few extra mishaps here where they had the construction going on, so there was possible contamination of the beer. They got a shipment of twist-off bottles, which they apparently never get, and there may have been an issue. They had you kind of wondering if there's going to be an issue with the pumpkin being brewed.
It was funny with the contamination thing, how they I thought it was interesting how they test for it. They basically walk out with a little petri dish and open it up and hold it open for like 5 minutes in a specific area, and then take it back and let it incubate to see whether or not that the air is contaminated in that area. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they have like a lab, you know, all set up like that, and then they got those two young kids kind of working in there. I don't know, that whole dynamic. It's a very,
really makes me wish I would have
really
paid
cool
attention in chemistry.
Cast of characters, you know, that brewery definitely has like a very cool kind of tight knit, cast of characters in it. And I enjoy that. Yeah, sure.
That's actually, you know, it's funny you say that, because I got a lot of that out of this episode. I got a lot of emotion out of this episode. I got a lot of where you start caring a little bit more about the people that work there, and you know how they, you know, everybody's affected by what happens in the brewery, and then I also had some, you know, emotional stuff happening with Sam and his family, and
well, that's the whole thing. They had with Sam and his family, but then, I mean, basically his other family is that brewery and everybody who works there. Yeah. And everybody who works there, the last thing they want to do is disappoint him. So there was very, like I said, I mean, there's kind of a big emotional connection.
Yeah, you had, what's her name? Katrinka, cool. One of the lab people. She was talking about, you know, the whole deal with the pumpkin ale getting bottled in those twist-off bottles, and her talking about how, you know, one of the big things they don't want to do is disappoint Sam, you know, it was, I watched this episode going,
damn, I wish I worked at a brewery.
I left this saying I want to work. Yeah, it's like I'd like to work for Dogfish Head after.
Yeah,
seeing it. It just seems like such a cool group of people. Anyway, for the Birvana, they had the medals. The Port Amarillo didn't win any medals.
No.
Right.
But Epic Brewing won a medal for their barrel aged IPA.
Yeah.
And Dogfish Head won a medal for their pumpkin,
yep.
Which is good. And it's a really good pumpkin beer, by the way, which I don't think we've had on the show.
No, I think we did.
But we
the pumpkin beer show? Yeah, you guys did, but I didn't.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was left out of that one.
We have that like, for he fermentation
said,
or
you
something.
Know, another thing that I found interesting, he said that was the fourth batch of brew that he ever brewed, yeah. Fourth batch of beer, and he entered it in the competition. The fourth batch,
not that
the brewery ever brewed, but that he personally, like his home brew, his fourth batch, and it ended up taking, you know, the big prize, which obviously gave him the confidence to go on and do what he's doing now.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, that attitude, like, oh, this brewing thing's a piece of cake. This is easy. It's like, nope. Some other cool things about the brewery. The payday case, which I think a lot of breweries do if you work for them.
Yeah.
You know, you get a case of beer, and then they actually did the pumpkin, which they've never done before, which is what they ended up doing with kind of the twist-off cases. And all in all, I like this episode. I don't know if you guys had anything else to add to it. I enjoyed it. The whole logo and toast.
Yes, that was very cool.
from the Kiwi artist, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I want our logo in toast. If anybody's out there listening that does artwork on toast, we want our Beer Coasters podcast logo on toast.
Absolutely.
I was pretty entertained by this episode. It still had its the little reality show tense moments and stuff, but I get past all that because it's kind of expected for these type shows. So
you accept the formula nail it on that and just one. Kind of right. It's like, okay, you sold me the formula, now just kind of give me the show. Yeah. And that's kind of how good. I am at this point.
And like Mike, New Zealand is a pretty special place to me too. So I love anything movies, TV shows take place in New Zealand. I'm all about it. So.
Yeah.
And plus, they were in Wellington, which is cool. I love that town. It's pretty cool they went there.
Oh. I got my.
And they weren't like in Auckland, where you think, if they're going to go to
shop in Wellington. Right. It's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I like this show. I like this week. It was a good one.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is our review of Brewmasters episode 3.
Here's something else I wanted to say is I was really liking the fact that they were tasting beer, and they had people on there that were tasting the beer, and they were picking out the different flavors, and they were really digging in, kind of like what we do on the show here. And I liked seeing that,
or at least
on this huge cable television show, where most people think of wine. Cool. That's what people do when they're drinking wine, but this is beer, and they're actually picking apart beer, and they're looking for the Tamarillo, and they're looking for this.
Yeah, those were the judges. Those were the judges for the Birvana competition.
So I was really glad that they actually were able to get into that room and film that stuff with the judges sitting around and actually talking about the beers and like, oh, should we give this one a medal or not? That was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Any kind of beer geekery that can be televised.
Yeah,
I'm all about
it. We're all for it. So yeah, we'll be on TV too if anybody's out there that wants to put us on. I'm just saying.
Maybe we should just do it ourselves.
Yeah,
not a bad idea. Hey, let's drink some more beer. How's that for a good idea?
That's a good idea.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
This is Toby. I am trying Bayhawk Ales. I was calling them Bayhawk Brewing Company, but they're actually Bayhawk Ales. This is their chocolate porter. Bayhawk Ales, they're out of Irvine, California. They've been brewing since 1994. They are Orange County's oldest brewery. head brewer Jeremy Mayo. You can find them on the internet at their wonderful, beautifully constructed website, www.bayhawkales.com.
I think it won a design awards somewhere, I heard.
Yeah. Pick it up on your sarcasm. The style is an English porter, comes in at 5.4% ABV with 35 IBUs. The hops they use are Pearl, Liberty, and Willamette. The malts are chocolate, crystal, pale, and black malt. Rate Beer gave this a 27 out of 100 with a 5 to style in the porter category. And the Beer Advocate users gave it a C. I'm going to crack it. That's not a good sign. Wasn't much pop to it.
That's not a good sign. It sounded so like it.
Fairly aggressive pour. I got about a half finger of head. It's very dark. Well, it's dark, but there's quite a bit of ruby highlights along the bottom. So it's not completely black. The head is quickly dissipating. On the nose. Chocolate.
Oh, is it a tiny little tasting glass you have? It's so cute.
Chocolate and caramel. Mm. It smells like a reason.
A reason for what?
A reason for drinking.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who needs one of those?
Super. It smells like a chocolate candy. Like something you'd get at See's Candies. Like a chocolate sucker. There's maybe a little damp mustiness in the background. All right, I'm going to take a sip.
Take a sip, sucker.
Suck some of that down.
Take a sip, yeah! I get it.
Wasn't exactly vague.
Yeah, we're not very cryptic here on the Beer Ghosts podcast. Yeah.
Okay, so this is like super chocolatey. There's not a whole lot of body to it. It has a nice coffee aftertaste, but it's very chocolatey up front. A kind of a dry chocolate coffee aftertaste. And it's not
so
very
strong.
So
there's not a lot of body. Not a lot of body. If there's not a lot of body, would you say it's kind of like a chocolatey Schwarzbier-ish? Or it's heavier than that? It's just...
Well, there's really not much carbonation. So it's almost like it's just chocolate water with a little bit of coffee. It does have an aftertaste, so it's not completely being washed away. It's super drinkable. I mean, this is chuggable. This is a chuggable coffee porter. If you've ever heard of a chuggable coffee porter, it's pretty crazy.
I think I have now.
But yeah. Now you have.
I'll take it.
I mean, it's tasty.
I'm all about the chug.
Yeah. and it looks nice. Chug. I mean,
all right, we got a new tagline.
That's a shirt right there.
All about the chug.
I like it.
Not the beer, the tagline.
Yeah.
It's all right. For a food pairing,
so
cheesecake.
Proud of your Custer Toby this week. Cheesecake?
What, food pairing? Because I'm at 4 minutes and 40 seconds. I'm already doing a food pairing.
Whoa.
That's right.
I say cheesecake. Nice. Plain old New York style cheesecake.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with a cheesecake.
No, never go wrong with cheesecake.
The chocolate porter from Bayhawk Ales out of Irvine, California.
Check out their website. It's so pretty.
And now, representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Oh, for my beer this week, I am trying the Tommyknocker Cocoa Porter. This is from Tommyknocker Brewing out of Idaho Springs, Colorado.
Been there.
Oh, God.
Although hey, we haven't had on. That Atopi Bed Down
what do you
story
mean?
In a while.
How has it been a while?
Since we've
at
had
least a week,
Toby
right?
Been there.
You mean since the fermentation conversation when you talked about, since
New Zealand?
Beer TV when you were talking about being in New Zealand? Okay, then. Oh,
yeah. But I didn't say, been there.
Whatever. Website, www.tommyknocker.com. The style of this beer is an American porter, ABV of 5.7%.
No IBUs listed. This is an ale brewed with cocoa powder and honey.
This is like an IBU-less episode.
IBU-less. Rate beer rating of 29 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it a C+, and the Alstrom Brothers a B-.
Oh, they weighed in on it.
And they liked it better than the users.
Thank you, Tommyknocker, for sending the bros beer.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. So on the pour, I got about a half a finger ahead or so. Nice dark black color.
Liking the colors of all these beers.
On the nose, malty, chocolatey, roasted roasties.
Lucky.
Yeah, I get that coffee, everything you would expect from a cocoa porter. I mean, chocolate, coffee, roasted, malty. Yep. Taking a sip.
Taking a what?
Sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Mmm. Tasty. Yeah, same on the taste. That cocoa's right up there up front. That honey sweetness gives it a very full mouthfeel. Roasted.
Is it flavored with anything in particular? Like any particular spices did you mention?
No, it's just cocoa powder and honey. Yeah, it's tasty. It's definitely a winter warmer. This would be good in wintertime, sitting out there.
Kind of low on the ABV scale too for a winter warmer. I always pictured winter warmers being higher ABV, but it may have something to do with their laws where they're brewing as well.
I don't know. Their nut brown is a 9%.
Yeah, but sometimes, like they mentioned, even that the brewmaster's thing where, you know, in New Zealand they get taxed on the amount of alcohol.
Right. Yeah.
So if it's higher the alcohol, the more tax they pay. I'm sure there's similar state laws around here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ale in Texas.
Yeah. Whatever.
What?
It's good though. It's tasty. If I was gonna pair this with anything, big old bowl of vanilla ice cream.
Ooh.
Really good French vanilla or vanilla bean. Yeah.
Bean. I love the vanilla bean with the little flecks of vanilla bean in there. Yeah.
So yeah, that is the cocoa porter from Tommyknocker Brewing. Mike, you ready to drink?
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
I'm going to try Ithaca Brewing's Cold Front. This is from Ithaca Brewing Company. The website is www.ithacabeer.com. This brewery is out of Ithaca, New York.
Whoa.
Wow, what a coincidence. This beer style is a Belgian amber. Beer Advocate calls it a dark Belgian. Belgian dark, whatever. I'm not quite sure what this is classified as. The ABV is... I wanted to say 7.2, but mine says .2, so I must have written that wrong. I think it's 7.
Well, considering the ampersand is the uppercase of 7 on your keyboard, then that's probably right.
Yeah.
See how clever I am?
It's code.
See all
the codes we have to filter through on this show?
Just like that ring.
The IBUs are not available.
That secret code on the website.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's found it yet.
The decoder ring. Keep looking. For malts, they use a French wheat, French Munich, British roasted barley malts. For hops, they use noble hops. Rate Beer rates this an 86 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this AB, and the Alstrom Brothers have not weighed in on this beer. I'm going to crack it.
You're not cracking now.
You're going to crack it now. Oop. I didn't get a good pop on that either.
Must not have been too bad. Didn't end up all over the keyboard.
Yeah. Those are my... Yeah, I have a beer mat now here on my desk to absorb all that stuff. Like straight out of like a bar, you know, like a bar mat.
Yeah.
A real one. It doubles as a mouse pad.
Nice.
All right. So I get pretty good head on this beer. I get about two fingers ahead. It's kind of a deep color. It's not quite amber, but it's borderline amber, but it's dark. A little cloudy, but I think it's mainly from it just being cold. It's a pretty good head retention there too. It's got a fluffy kind of tan head. Ooh, getting some caramel. Maybe even it's like a cotton candy type sugar.
Mm.
It does smell more dark for sure. I'm even getting that little dark fruit, almost like a raisin or something in there.
Raisin?
Dark Belgian.
Maybe like some dark wheat bread.
Wheat. Dark.
Wheat. I'm getting a little other kind of spice in there, like a clove or something. I gotta take a sip.
Taking a sip. Jeez. Yeah.
My review was done by now.
Interesting. Get some of that darker fruit actually in the flavor. A bit of smokiness. Almost like a black malt kind of smokiness. It's interesting. But it definitely tastes darker. It doesn't taste like an amber. It's got more of the richer, darker, smokier kind of flavors to it. If I was going to pair this with anything, I think like oatmeal raisin cookies would go
pretty
good with this beer.
Sounds good.
Tis the season.
Tis.
Yeah, it's an interesting beer. I would definitely pick one up. It's a little unassuming. I wouldn't expect it to kind of taste the way it does. But Ithaca Brewing's Cold Front. Check it out if you get a chance. Riley Shea says, I can't even think about drinking beer.
What kind of monster is this inside me?
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet, tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the beer coasters. Hotline. Yeah.
Oh, diggity. For some backwash.
Backwash.
So, we get a little bit of backwash this week. Chris, you want to read?
Sure. I'll read.
Okay, let's read.
Read, Chris. So, our first bit of backwash comes from Beer Coaster Ty. He sent this in on our through the website. The subject is beer and stuff. And he says, thanks for the airtime on the Super Alpha Male Pale. Its simplicity makes for a very sessionable brew. Most of our friends are not craft beer drinkers, but they couldn't get enough of it. They grab that tap handle more often than TSA screeners grab junk.
Nice.
That's right. I'm glad I bottled for the beer coasters when I did. Also, can you borrow my wife anytime. I know it's for a good cause.
Nice.
P.S. Thank you, sir. I think Old Glory got the okay to print the Pledge of Allegiance on its label.
I wouldn't doubt it. We got a little bit more backwash from Tom.
Yep.
Where is he now?
Yeah, L.A.? He's LA. Still in L.A.
Still?
I guess.
All right.
Tom in L.A. says, this is a... We asked about the show when we were doing the Beer TV and what people thought of the Beer TV segment that we were doing. And he said, torn here. On one front, since I don't have cable, your BTV recap is the best way to get the full flavor of what's going on with the show. However, a full Cliff's Notes synopsis is a bit gratuitous. It's overly long, and now I don't even have to watch the show. If I had watched the show, I think I might have been bored with the segment. I think a better approach is for each beer coaster to take a few notes about things they liked, things they found interesting, things they took issue with, whether they thought it was lame, cheesy, misinformative, or whatever. Then on the podcast, just provide a brief overview of what the episode was about, and to get into your talking points and discuss banter. My two cents.
My bad.
Thanks, Tom. Well, don't take it.
No,
all.
No. I knew it when we did it. It was
what,
my bad.
Take all the blame.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all his fault.
Whatever. At least I like watched the episode and paid attention before we went to air.
Oh. I watched it.
I watched it.
How dare you, sir? Mm-hmm. I watched the episode.
Just kidding.
And now it's on a new night. Again.
Yeah. Stupid.
Again. I think we'll talk probably a little bit more about that
next week. Right.
Which is cool. Now. Just
about not having an episode. Last call.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, everybody. Last call.
That was delish.
Bite ratings, Toby. What's up?
Well, on the belch.
Sam Adams, Winter Lager. That's good. It's cool.
It's good.
I've had it on tap before, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's got somewhat of a bite to it. You know, it's not as easy drinking as the regular Boston Lager. And towards the end of the glass, some of the spices started to come out. Like the ginger started to come out a little bit more and stuff. So I was liking it. I think I'll just go with 3 pints on it, though. I mean, it's good. Pretty tasty. For the Bayhawk Chocolate Porter, it's kind of a disappointment because I love chocolate porters. I mean, it's chocolatey and it's coffee-y, but there's really not a whole lot of body, and you can kind of tell just by when you pour it and you look at it how much you can see through the glass that you kind of tell right there it's not going to have as much body as you're hoping for. So it's not horrible, but then again, it's not good, and I would probably pass up on this one again. If I saw it in the store, I probably would never buy it again. So I think I'm going to go with a 2. I think it's a valiant effort, but I think 2 is what it's worth.
2's pretty bad, dude.
All right. How about you, Chris?
All right. So for the Sam Adams Winter Lager, samesies. It's
samesies.
Serviceable. Tasty. Not nothing spectacular, so I'm going to go with 3 pints also. For my Tommyknocker Cocoa Porter, a little bit better, I think, than Toby's maybe. Same feeling about it, though, that Toby had with his, in that not as much body as I would like in it. But I think that's more to style. I think that the Cocoa Porter, like the Porter, isn't as full-bodied as you would get from like a stout. Like, right. I think the chocolate works better as a stout than it does as a porter. It works well with the roastiness of a porter, but I think the body of a stout lends itself a little bit better to that chocolate, you know, more of a chocolate milkshake or chocolate milk, you know, more of a full mouth feel is what you're kind of looking for in a chocolate beer. But it was okay. I'm gonna give it 3.5 pints. So.
Well, for my pint ratings this week, for the Samuel Adams Winter Lager, I didn't drink the lager.
No? It's going to be way different then.
Yeah. Bro, like, you know, you mentioned the...
Not where else to drink the same
You know, the spices coming out when you're warm, and I think spices with Sam Adams, I think Old Fezziwig.
Yeah.
That's a beer who had, you know, it's got a boatload of spices, and it's all kind of jumps all over the tongue. And this just is... I don't know. If you want a beer with spices in it from Sam Adams, I would choose that over this. It's okay. I mean, it's sessionable. I'm definitely, you know, I wouldn't turn it down. But it's not one of my favorite picks from them. I am going to give it a 3. from the Ithaca Brewing
Triple
Company,
threes.
The Cold Front, I was pleasantly surprised. It really does kind of border between an amber and a dark. There's some, I kind of get it now after trying the beer. You're getting some of the smokiness and the tartness, but you know, there's some caramel that remind you more of an amber. But I like this beer. It's you can tell this brewery kind of knows what they're doing, and I like that. Like, there's some flavors in there that are interesting to me. I'm giving this one a 4.
Any Mike individual shout-outs? Mike had the best beer on today's show.
Yes. Oh, that's nice. And I was so jealous of the chocolate.
Yeah.
And I guess I made a good pick.
Yeah.
Nice.
So for individual shout-outs this week, you guys got anything?
Tommyknocker Brewing. The website's tommyknocker.com.
I'll go with Bayhawk Ales. I'm curious to try some of their other stuff. And being Orange County's oldest brewery, I mean, they've been around since 94, so, you know, they got to have some good stuff out there.
And saying that the oldest brewery is 94.
I know, that's how I was thinking.
That's crazy. Insane.
Well, you know, the OC, a lot of history there, right? Beer, the Ithaca, it's ithacabeer.com. Check them out. They get quite a few different beers. This one is pretty good. I think I tried them before when they had the Excelsior series.
Yeah,
they had the big beer. The Old Habit. So I also wanted to give the Beervana a shout out. We mentioned it on the review of the beer. The Brewmaster Show.
It's the Brewers Guild.
Yeah. I'm sure we have a couple. I'm sure we do. Brewersguild.org.nz or NZ, as the Kiwis would say, and / Beervana. It's BEERVANA.
That's so weird. That's like calling Check Americans apples.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, and I don't know if we're calling them the birds or the fruit.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure about that.
So we're either the apples or the eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. You can do that. We're Beer Coasters Pod. And we're on Facebook, too. Check us out. We got lots of cool conversations going on Facebook from time to time. So, yeah.
Once in a while.
And for all of your comments and your suggestions about the show, if you want to let us know about your favorite beer or your favorite beer bar, you can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, BACKWASH @beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call our audio backwash hotline. Nobody will answer the phone, but you can leave a message. It's 339-BACKWASH, that's BAKWASH, 339-BAKWASH, or 339-225-9274.
Nice. Yeah. We gotta start doing one or the other. They can figure out our cleverness like later on down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could also leave backwash directly on the website. We have a little backwash form that you can fill out there. The backwash we got from Ty this week was actually submitted that way. And that website is the Beer
Coasters. He did proper backwash, right. He did.
The website is www.beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and also check out podcast.com. We're on there as well.
Yeah, podcast.com.
Don't forget to check out our cafepress.com/beercoasterspod. That's where you get your swag, your steins, your stickers and shirts and things. We're going to have some...
Christmas is right around the corner, peeps.
Christmas right around the corner.
Order now to get it by Christmas.
Beer Coaster gifts. And we're going to have a Winter Wonderland limited edition.
Winter Warmerland.
Winter Warmerland.
Yeah, that's right. Winter Warmerland. Sorry. That's my own title. Yeah. And I didn't even get it right.
It's your own cleverness.
Yes, my cleverness. So, check it out. It's going to be for a limited time. We're going to have our own seasonals. We're going to start putting our own seasonal stuff
Good idea.
On our
on our website, on Cafe Press's website. Anyway, tell your friends, because we need more listeners, but we appreciate every single last one of you.
We're trying to get our own Discovery Channel show. Come on, we need more listeners.
Or Food Network. We'll do that too. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And whenever you're in Las Vegas, Nevada, check out Aces and Ales. It's a great little bar on the east side of town. Always have great tapping specials. They're open 24/7. Check them out. Aces and Ales. They are on Facebook, and they're also on MySpace.
They had the OC like takeover fairly recently, right?
Yeah, I think a few shows ago, I put out some wrong info. I said it was happening in the first week of December, which I was wrong. It was actually a few weeks ago in November. They did the OC takeover. Yeah. they have the brewery was there, and now you can find the brewery in Vegas, which is awesome because the brewery puts out some great stuff. Don't forget to support your local brewery by drinking local, because local's fresh.
And don't drink and drive, and everybody knows why. Because it's just dumb.
That's just dumb.
It's dumb.
All right, folks. That is it for this week's issue.
81.
That's right. Beer Coaster Chris, I said issue.
There you go.
Of the Beer Coaster Pod. Beer Coaster Pod? Now I can't even talk. Beer Coaster Podcast. Cheers.
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 That was weak. Ah, much better.
Loud, too.
Ah.
Snow holds barred.
The chug.
What kind of monster is this inside me?